I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, hour three of Lake Night. I'm super excited because the Seahawks defeated the San Francisco 49ers. I can't even talk right now.
I didn't know you were such a... Is it pro Seahawk or anti-Niner?
Well, if we're not going to be undefeated, I don't want the Niners to be undefeated.
But the Niners don't scare you, though, do they? I mean, if you had to go to San Francisco and win a playoff game,
no.
It's one of those places you're like, oh, I'm so scared to go to Levi Stadium.
No, not at all. But also, there's a part of me that wanted to see. I think that Russell Wilson is, he's starting to finally get the respect that he deserves. And right now, if the season was over, he would win the NFL MVP, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, right now, he...
It wasn't a great game for him tonight, but that's a good 49ers defense.
Oh, that is a very good...
He got sacked five times. How many times do you see Russell Wilson sacked five times?
Not very much. One thing that I like about Russ is when he gets out of the pocket, he's one of the few quarterbacks that I know that can go back about 4 or 5 yards, but then also like turn the corner and get back to where the line of scrimmage is at and then make the play. Because sometimes quarterbacks, like Kirk Cousins, one thing that when he starts backpedaling, you know there's no way he's going to be able to turn around. But I mean, Russ is absolutely incredible. I mean, coming out of Wisconsin and NC State, I mean, did we ever think that he was going to be this good?
Nobody thought that because they were talking about his height.
Yeah.
That's the thing. We were just talking about that. Yeah, I mean, people didn't want to give him his respect. Well, this is the state of hockey, right? This is the state of hockey.
That's self-proclaimed state of hockey?
We love hockey here. And with that...
I think we invented it, right?
No.
Oh, we didn't?
No, we didn't.
Oh, my whole life's been a lie.
Big news. This is a big story. I saw it yesterday. And I was wondering how stuff was going to play out. But this is, we're going to get a lot of national reaction tomorrow. This is something that the news broke here this evening. And you've got a lot of people looking at the National Football League and Monday Night Football. And a lot of people are thinking about, well, what are the rankings going to be with the college football playoffs? Mm-hmm. But I think that this is going to be a big-time story tomorrow morning on First Take and all the different shows and stuff. And it has to do with a big name when you talk about hockey in general, and specifically the National Hockey League, Don Cherry, okay? Hockey icon Don Cherry fired, okay? He's the iconic Canadian hockey commentator. He was fired for comments on Sportsnet over the weekend. He made some on-air remarks on Saturday alleging that the country's immigrants don't properly honor fallen soldiers. Cherry, who's 85, used his Coach's Corner segment on Hockey Night in Canada to criticize individuals who didn't wear poppy pins leading up to the nation's Remembrance Day. The pins are sold by veterans groups and are worn to symbolically honor those who served. This is the quote. We're not going to play the audio of what he said. I'm just going to read to you the quote. Okay. He says, quote, "I live in Mississauga, Ontario. For very few people wear the poppy. Downtown Toronto, forget it. Nobody wears the poppy. Now you go to the small cities. You people that come here," that's what he said. He said, you people that come here, whatever it is, you love our way of life. You love our milk and honey. At least you can pay a couple of bucks for a poppy or something like that. These guys paid for your way of life that you enjoy in Canada. These guys paid the biggest price for that. There's a few things, okay, that I would mention here with because this is I don't think that people were necessarily shocked that Don Cherry went this route over the weekend because he said some ridiculous things before.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's made some dumb comments before.
He's known for being a little outlandish and over
yes,
the top.
Yes, there's no question about
that. That's his shtick.
I guess the thing that's unfortunate is that he took and look, I'm all for if he wanted to take his time and make a statement, which he did. He did that. If he's talking about honoring those who served, okay. Why didn't he go the route of saying something more about those that have served? He made it about he started talking about you people and criticizing immigrants. Like, that made no sense to attack immigrants who, last time I checked, a lot of immigrants serve countries, okay, that they live in.
Yep.
To better the country. What he said did not honor veterans. Right. That's the thing that to me makes no sense to his rant is that he took those couple of minutes that he had or whatever, however amount of time he had. And he utilized that time to criticize immigrants when he should have. If he wanted to honor the veterans, just honor the veterans. But he didn't do that. And by the way, when I say he said some outlandish things before. Remember. When we talk about Don Cherry, who's 85, he doesn't believe in global warming. That was the controversy. Cherry said, 6 more weeks of cool weather. Now, I'd like to ask you with your left-wing pinko friends, what about the warming trend? Now, where has that gone? You know all about that. McLean, who Ron McLean, his broadcast partner and the play-by-play guy, says, you really want to get into that? Cherry responded to him. He says, I'm just asking you where the kookaloos are who say there's a warming trend. We're freezing to death. McLean then says, we're not totally kookaloos if you look at some of the things going on in our world, but I will admit it's nice to have a real winter. He doesn't believe in global warming. I mean, so he's been out there for some time. He's 85.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying this to disparage anybody that's older.
You're not saying that he's old, he's senile.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But his opinion is just really out there, though. And my point of bringing up that he's 85 is that there are certain people that when they get to a certain point in life, they just don't give a damn. And they're not changing.
They feel okay? They're untouchable.
But he's not changing. That's the reason why Sportsnet today, they said, we're letting you go. You've said some things before, and we've talked to you about some of the things that you said, but we're letting you go. Because initially, this is what they did. And this is the reason why I think that he was fired. There was immediate backlash, okay? Immediate backlash, which there should have been,
mm-hmm.
after his statement. What Sportsnet did was, on Sunday, they tweeted and they put out some apologies. Which they should have. But the problem is, you cannot put out the apology and said talent not apologize. Like, the network can't be the only one apologizing. No, Don Cherry's got to stand in front of the camera, and he has to apologize for his words. It can't be just the network saying, if Kirk Herbstreit says something inflammatory, discriminatory, or racist, Kirk Herbstreit's got to get in front of the camera. And he's got to apologize on ESPN or ABC. ABC just can't put out a statement, and he just skirted it. I'm assuming what happened was, based on all the other things that Don Cherry's done, they said, Don, you've crossed the line again, and you need to apologize. We've apologized for you. We're gonna come in. We're going to shoot something. You have to look into the camera, and you have to apologize. And you know what I bet Don Cherry did? You know what he probably did?
Nope.
Said, to hell with that. I'm not apologizing for nothing. I said what I said. And they said, well, we got to let you go. I think that's probably how it – now, we'll never get confirmation of that. I'm just saying I believe that's probably the way that it went.
And to kind of go on top of what you were just saying, I mean, TSN is the equivalent of ESPN
yes.
in Canada, and Hockey Night in Canada is huge. It is maybe the biggest national program that they've got. And you talk about Don Cherry having to apologize. He wouldn't take back what he said.
He wouldn't back down. Yep.
Yeah, according to the Toronto Sun, he said, quote, "I know what I said and I meant it. Everybody in Canada should wear a poppy to honor our fallen soldiers." And to that, he added, "To keep my job, I cannot be turned in to a tamed robot." Here's what if you want to honor your fallen soldiers, to me, it's not about a physical representation of a poppy. Just because you're not going to wear it doesn't mean you're not going to honor them. I mean,
hey, listen. How about this? In this country, I don't always wear on whatever said day the flag or anything, like, because number one, there's a lot of questions about what you should be wearing in terms of like how exactly with the flag, right? Because we talk about the statue with the flag. I don't get into all of that.
Yes.
You know what I do is when I come across somebody that has served our country, or I'm in the midst of somebody who's had a family member serve our country, or whose life was lost, I salute them and I thank them for their service. That's what I do. If I walk by a guy in Byerly's Lunch and he's got a hat on and it shows he's a veteran or whatever it is, right? Or somebody, a service person that's wearing their, I will walk up to him and I'll say, "I want to thank you for your service."
Just because you're not wearing anything, it doesn't mean you're not respecting them.
Exactly.
It's your actions, not what you're wearing.
Exactly. But let's get to this. Now, when he first said that on camera, his partner, Ron McLean, was right next to him. And Ron McLean was, I'm assuming that he was shocked by the words of Don Cherry.
And I think he tried to defuse it a little bit on air, but in that moment.
No, he didn't.
He
didn't defuse it on air in that moment because he didn't know how to, like, when you're in the middle of something like that, you don't know how to react to it. Like, you're like, I think you're confused and you're taken aback.
You're a little shocked.
You're a little bit shocked by it, right?
Okay.
He came on camera yesterday and apologized. Look, this is the gentleman that's standing next to the man that made the derogatory and the offensive comments, and he apologized. This is a class move by Ron McLean. Listen to his apology when he was not the person that should have been apologizing, but this is his apology on Sportsnet.
Welcome to Rogers Hometown Hockey this evening from Welland, Ontario. Before we commence with the celebration of the game here, I wanted to address what happened last night on Hockey Night in Canada. Don Cherry made remarks which were hurtful, discriminatory, which were flat out wrong. We at Sportsnet have apologized. It certainly doesn't stand for what Sportsnet or Rogers represents. We know diversity is the strength of the country. We see it in the travels with our show and with Hockey Night in Canada. So I owe you an apology, too. That's the big thing that I want to emphasize. I sat there, did not catch it, did not respond. Catherine Tenise, Tsitsana First Nation, once said, in any wrongdoing, the real key is recognition and acknowledgement. And I wanted to let you know that first. And then you work on the relationship so that it isn't divisive, so that something can be a unifying event. Idle No More was a great lesson to all of us. Last night was a really great lesson to Don and me. We were wrong, and I sincerely apologize, and I wanted to thank you for calling me and Don on that last night.
That's a class act right there. Ron McLean did what he did, something that he necessarily didn't have to do. I think in his mind he says, I got to apologize, because I was standing next to Don Cherry when he made some discriminatory comments, and I didn't call him on it at the time, so I'm going to apologize. And he said that I've learned something, Don's learned something, but clearly Don hadn't learned anything because he didn't back down when given the opportunity to back down.
And the thing about it is, I mean, right now Rogers is in the midst of like a 12-year contract for like $5 million or $5
billion. Yeah, I was about to say billion,
which is ridiculous for hockey there.
Hockey's big.
Everything that Don Cherry has done in his career, you think about all of the loud suits and all of the over-the-top personality. When it comes down to it, this is going to be what a lot of people are going to remember him for.
Yep.
And it's really sad, but, and I think, you know, McLean, he did.
But it's not sad in a way, though. You know why? Because he didn't care. He doesn't care that he says something discriminatory towards immigrants in Canada. He doesn't care.
No,
He's that guy.
I think for me, it's sad because it's like he was this iconic figure in terms of like hockey broadcasting in Canada. And now you completely, you shattered that in a matter of 24 hours.
Yep. But what'd you think of the apology though?
It was an apology.
No. I'm talking about by McLean. That was great.
Yeah.
Like I thought, I thought it was sincere.
I think it was sincere, but he was put in a tough spot.
No question.
Where he didn't I think he's trying to. He's apologizing for him, while trying to bridge that gap to he and Don Cherry. Because right, if he doesn't say anything, he's guilty by association, even if he doesn't have the same belief system.
Yep.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.